It's a new day. Yes, it is.
This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
And we're back in on an almost there Thursday. The Sports Bosses here on SB Nation Radio. And speaking of almost there, we are almost there. The road to WrestleMania. We are on there and we are, I know I'm going to mess this up, but I'm going to do it anyway. So here we go. Oh, SB Nation Radio. Don't you dare be sour. Clap for your world famous four-time champs and feel the power. Ladies and gentlemen, the New Day joining us here on the Sports Bosses. Guys, thanks for joining us here. Appreciate it. Now, listen, WrestleMania 32, you guys came out of a big box of booty-os. WrestleMania 33, you're the host. What's in store for us here, WrestleMania 34?
You're trying to get the tidbits. You're trying to get the inside information, Sean. No, hey, you got the watch.
Right.
Come on, man.
On the WWE Network.
Yes,
WrestleMania brought to you by Snickers. Snickers.
Hey, I gotta ask you guys. I was watching SmackDown Live on Tuesday, and how in the world, Big E, did you get all those things in your pockets? And Kofi, how do you get a laptop in your pants?
I don't know.
Man.
It wasn't there.
I keep a lot of things in my pants, in my drawers, in my singlet. It's a good place to store stuff. Sometimes it's just against my skin, against my flesh, but that's cool. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that closet that goes to Narnia. It's just a whole.
Right.
You guys need a merch idea. You need a New Day fanny pack.
Ooh.
Okay.
We'll take it.
Okay, yeah.
We got a whole lot of stuff.
Michael Hayes would definitely.
You know, Michael Hayes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love fanny pack.
Big proponent.
Yeah, you got it out. Yep.
He likes fanny pack.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect for you guys. Michael Hayes taking the fanny pack. Also, you know, you guys are probably the best six-man tag team going today. And I wanted to ask you guys also, WrestleMania right here coming up. What are some of your WrestleMania memories, I guess, either in the ring or growing up?
Ooh. I would definitely say as our collective, even though we were not in the ring, I would say last year as hosts, I guess we did get to the ring at one point.
Yeah, we were in the ring.
We didn't compete in the ring, but we started in the ring. I would say, even though it was crazy how many people asked us, are you disappointed that you're hosting WrestleMania? And we felt like it was such a huge honor because there's so few hosts. We're in such great company. Yeah. And for us as a trio, three guys who were just trying to save our jobs at one point, to be able to have the opportunity to host WrestleMania was incredible. But I would say definitely being a part of bringing the Hardys back. That segment is something that always gives me goosebumps anytime I talk about it. So last year was an incredible moment for us as a trio. I would say that's my favorite WrestleMania since I've been employed in WWE.
Yeah, I was there at Camping World Stadium, and when you guys came out, there was just this anticipation. And one thing I love about you guys and the way that you present yourselves outside of the ring is you've got that entertainment value, that entertainment element where you know how to keep people hanging on just long enough to hit, like, the apex, and then it's like, bam, here it is. So I thought the way that you guys presented that, it was just massive. And, you know, when you guys like, whoo, 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 we're like, oh, they're not. But I know this is a crazy busy week for all you guys, and I really appreciate you guys, and I know Sean does as well, taking some time out to talk about WrestleMania 34, presented by Snickers, coming up Sunday in the Louisiana Superdome on the WWE Network. In terms of the week, what is the week like for you guys? When do things really start to kick into high gear in terms of getting ready for the event on Sunday?
As far as getting ready for the event on Sunday, that all happens like Sunday. We have tons of appearances during the week. So, and those started yesterday when we got into town. So we did some yesterday. We'll do some today. We'll do some tomorrow. And everything leading up to that moment in WrestleMania when we're finally headed out there to the ring to have the match. But it's crazy busy. Kofi was saying earlier, we were talking about it. So we do stuff with children's hospitals. At one point, we were building playgrounds. We're doing Be a Star, like anti-bullying rallies. So there's so much more than the actual event of WrestleMania. It's become WrestleMania week. And mm-hmm. people say that just because it's literally a week of stuff that all the talent are involved in and doing it all over the town. So it's really kind of a nonstop thing. Once we touch down in New Orleans, we're going hard the whole time.
In the face.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us a little bit about what is going on with Snickers, the WWE, WWE Superstars, what you guys are doing.
Well, Snickers, for the third consecutive year, has partnered with WWE for WrestleMania as a sponsor, and we're delighted to work with Snickers. Obviously, Snickers satisfies. It satisfies because a lot of times you're not yourself when you're hungry, and you're not yourself when you're hangry. And what better example of that than our good friend, Xavier Woods? A lot of people don't know this. We're trying to educate them during this morning of media, but we call him Baby Mouth.
Oh, wait, Baby Mouth. It
has nothing to do with me being hungry. It's because I eat a lot of meat, and I eat a lot of cheese.
Baby Mouth is getting a little hangry right now.
He's hangry right now. Baby Mouth is hangry right now.
Look at the attitude of his voice. Look at all that attitude. Baby Mouth is getting so hungry. Just a morsel. We got these Snickers over here to my left. Which one you want? You want the peanut butter flavor?
Put a Snickers in your baby mouth.
You want the almond flavor?
Yeah.
Oh, you want the original flavor?
So many flavors. So many flavors.
Baby Mouth, you got to get some morsel in your mouth, some tender vittles. You got to eat, boy.
Are you guys going to save any of those Snickers for either the Usos or the Bludgeon Brothers on Sunday?
They can have our Snickers. I might keep a few in my singlets just in case.
For them?
Yeah. Maybe.
I'm going to eat it.
Maybe that's a distraction for us.
Oh.
Maybe that's a distraction. Oh, they go, oh man. Oh, yeah, yeah. I toss it up, and then bam!
Bow!
Maneuver.
Yeah. He's got a great high kick on him.
No.
Now, I did catch the Snickers commercial that you did, and Xavier, I had a question. Why were you the pouty one?
Because he's Baby Mouth.
Baby Mouth has nothing to do with me being hungry.
He's banging on the chair. He's banging on the chair right now. Look at him.
So, I was the pouty one because when I get hungry, I get very upset, and I do not hide it. I know that I need to eat. And that's how it manifests. It comes out in a very angry manner. And Baby Mouth has nothing to do with that.
Are you so irate?
You might have to get into details on the Baby Mouth here.
I'm a very picky eater. I'm a super taster. I have three times the amount of taste buds that people have on average. And it makes it so that, well, I do know.
Wait a minute, Xavier. How many taste buds do you have on average? I'm just wondering.
I don't remember the number. I used to work in a biopsychology lab. And it's a real thing. So if I don't like lettuce, so if there's lettuce on something or touch something, I can taste it and I don't want it. So I was deemed Baby Mouth by one of my friends, and these two overheard it, and so they always bring it up.
No, you made the mistake. Tell us. I will never let it go.
Now, guys, we got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the WWE Hall of Fame. Who are you most liking to see going in this year?
Devon works now backstage, if you don't know, as a producer. So he often is a producer for our matches, and boy, we love just to rip Devon. And mostly Woods.
Yeah.
Woods and Devon have a special relationship.
That's because Devon's, he's the closest thing I've had to a mentor, just like throughout the course of my life. He has been helping me a lot and just motivating me to get to this point in my career. So he's done a ton for me, and so super, super excited to see him go to the Hall of Fame. It's a huge honor. And to have someone that I care about so much going in and being inducted for all the work that he's done throughout his career is fantastic to see.
That's awesome, guys. And continued successes, and hopefully you'll be the world-famous five-time Tag Team Champs after this Sunday. So thank you for joining us, and we appreciate having this on. And, again, it is WrestleMania 34 presented by Snickers this Sunday on the WWE Network. New Day, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
And that was the New Day, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Almost there, WrestleMania.
Now, did he really say put a Snickers in your baby mouth?
Oh, you got it's the baby mouth.
You want this kind of flavor over here?
I got to tell you right now. I mean, could it be baby mouth?
Baby mouth.
Baby
mouth.
Baby. Be mouth. I'm telling you.
Listen. I used to be a big wrestling guy, and I've stopped watching.
Now you're just a big guy.
Not that I have any. Well, but that's a different story. Not that I have anything against the WWE. I don't. I just. I kind of fell out of it. But I'll tell you what. These guys are hysterical.
Oh, they are. They are must-see TV.
They really are. They're a good representation of the fun that you can have in the WWE. It's fun. It's entertainment. And hey, these guys, what I like about them as well is that they're friends in real life. I mean, they were really close to all losing their jobs before they decided, you know what, let's just get together. And they started out as, I mean, people hated them when they first started out.
Yeah.
People hated them.
It almost feels
them.
Like Diamond Dallas Page's story a little bit.
In a way, they were presented as, you have to picture this, okay, Jared, since you don't watch Dress, think about the old days, okay? And now think about this vignette, what, 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choir in the background, all right? There's a guy there, and he's like, oh, we're coming at you. You know, he's doing all the preaching and everything, and then it says, the new day is coming. And it's a choir in the background, and
all right.
You know, all
getting,
this stuff.
Get me excited.
That's what they started at. And to me, it seemed like they're almost set up to fail. Because it
that's
seemed,
a lot of hype, right?
Well, but it seemed like they were trying to go back to an older type gimmick instead of letting guys be themselves. The gimmicks that work the best to me and the characters that work the best are the guys that are an extension of themselves. They might not be 100% that, but that's 80%.
They blow it up. So they take who they are and they just magnify it.
Yep, and that's what they've done now with the New Day and kudos.
WrestleMania 34 this Sunday, presented by Snickers. Going to be good times, man.
Oh.
Cena and Taker. That's the main event.
Well, it hasn't been announced yet.
The American Badass.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, man.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler.
Meanwhile, Herm Edwards, he's next.